Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Seventh Bride by T. Kingfisher, performed by Kaylin Heath. For Brooke, Stone. Chapter 1. Her name was Rhea. Her father said that she had been named after a great and powerful goddess of the old days, the queen of all the gods. But in that country, at that time, there weren't many books about gods. There were too many problems with wizards and fairies and odd things popping up in the corners of the potato field for anyone to want to invite more supernatural intervention. People prayed, when they prayed at all, to the old saints and heroes of the country. Saint Olio and Colin the Archer and the Lady of Stones, saints who might be expected to understand the special trials of living in that land, and left the gods alone. As a result, when Rhea tried to look up anything related to Rhea in the few books available to a miller's daughter, all she could find were pictures of a probably mythical creature that looked like a giant, ill-tempered chicken with a very long neck. There was no reason that a goddess had to look human, of course. Plenty of them had never been human, which was part of the reason that the saints were safer. But if an immortal had to pick a shape, a giant, long-necked chicken seemed like an odd choice. Rhea the girl felt that, had she been Rhea the goddess, she would have done a better job there. There were plenty of lovely and noble birds, like eagles and peacocks and phoenixes, which would have been a vast improvement over the Rhea. Probably not swans, though. With their high, proud necks and dark eyes, swans were beautiful, but if you saw one while you were sitting on the stream bank, enjoying a bit of lunch, you had better run. They hissed like serpents, and those beautiful white wings could hit like a sledgehammer. And there was nothing quite like turning up at home, beaten and bloody and bruised, and having to explain that you'd been abused up one side of the lawn and down the other by a limpid-eyed waterfowl. Rhea had learned at a young age to beat a hasty retreat from swans. On the other hand, she had to admit that she had never met an eagle or a peacock or a phoenix, either, and it was entirely possible that they were just as obnoxious as swans. Rhea was not notably more cynical than the average 15-year-old, but she thought that this was likely. She did not know many beautiful animals that had sweet tempers, except perhaps butterflies. Then again, there wasn't enough to a butterfly to properly be called a temper. What options did an angry butterfly have, anyway? Stamping eyelash-sized feet? Flapping its wings and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?